Joining us a little early today on the phone with me now, Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. Do you have clear skies, cloudy skies there?
Mostly cloudy here.
Mostly cloudy. All right. I'm calling you from the Audubon Center near Sandstone, Minnesota. And started out a real cool cloudy morning, and right now it's cleared. It's really absolutely beautiful. It kind of took us by surprise. It had the thick cloud cover. Interesting week weather-wise in the Duluth area. On Monday, the high was in the 80s. Tuesday, it was in the 70s. Wednesday, it was in the 60s. And Thursday, it was in the 50s. And I thought for a while yesterday that we would not get out of the 40s.
Yeah.
But no, we did get into the 50s. But yeah, an interesting situation. We had a summer for a day. Thanks to the east winds, many of us really appreciated it because down in the Twin Cities, the temperatures were over 100. And so it's a fascinating time of year where we see so many things going on. The disappointing thing that I've seen so far with June has not been the temperatures. The disappointing is that we haven't really got that much rain. And depending on where you live, but at the weather service in Duluth, they've reported less than a quarter of an inch so far this month. And that is supposed to be a rainy month, and we're supposed to get about an inch every week.
Mm.
So we'll see what that has to offer. So it may have implications as we get down the road a ways. Today is the 11th. 10 days from today is the solstice. We are quickly moving along. The days that were getting longer so quickly have now, they're still long, but they have slowed down as far as they're increasing. We had sunrise this morning at 5:14. That's the earliest sunrise of the year. We will continue to be at 5:14 now for the next few days, but then it starts getting later than that. Sunsets are at after 9 o'clock right now. The very latest sunset we get is around the time of the solstice, which is 9:07. So, yes, we are in very long days right now, and this week with a full moon coming up, I think the word will be bright if we're going to have clear skies. The bird migration has pretty well settled down now. There's some migrants still showing up. I had one new migrant appear this week, and that was the black-billed cuckoo. Black-billed cuckoo is an interesting bird. It's a long songbird, brown on the back, white on the belly, and probably best known. Not so much because of the song it makes, and that's why it's called cuckoo, but because they eat army worms.
Ooh, I love them.
So, every so many years, we just fall in love with that bird. This is the breeding time for birds. I found a nest of a veery this week. Veeries are a kind of thrush, and they live in the woods. They put their nest on the ground, and I don't know what there is about veeries, but I find more of their nests than any other kind of songbird every year. And I found another one this week. This one had four young in it. Boy, did they take a chance by putting that nest on the ground. But apparently they must be doing okay. This is also the time, because it's breeding, the breeding bird surveys are done at this time, and I will be doing mine this next week. Breeding bird surveys are when we use bird songs as a way of determining how common birds are. And we, I do one where we stop 50 places along a driven route every half mile, and we stop and make records of any bird we see or hear within that area during a three-minute period of time. I've been doing it now for more than 20 years, and when you do it that long, you can establish a pretty good idea of what you're going to see. This is also the time of fawns. Lots of people have reported seeing fawns, and I saw one walking across a road one day this week, probably the very first time it ever walked across a road.
Mm-hmm.
And then the frogs. Frogs I've been talking about all spring, the different ones that have been calling. Well, now we have a summer one that started calling this week, and that was the mink frog, and I assume the green frogs are probably calling now, too, in the bigger bodies of water. I also mentioned last week how this would be the time when turtles come up on land to lay their eggs, and sure enough, I believe it was like the next day, I saw a painted turtle up along the side of a road digging a hole to lay its eggs. They are critters of the water, but they lay their eggs on land, and those eggs might stay there. They stay there for perhaps as long as a whole year. Usually, yeah, they sometimes, it depends on the kind of turtle, but sometimes they will be more likely about 90 days is what I suggest, somewhere around 3 months. Butterfly populations are going up with this with the warmer weather and the clear skies. If we get them, we get a kind of a wonderful combination. I mentioned last week about a couple of the big ones, the monarch and the tiger swallowtail. I also mentioned the big moth called a luna moth. Well, this week I saw a couple more butterflies, but they were the very tiny ones, one of which was a skipper. And skippers are, that's another program in themselves, but they're little tiny butterflies, and the first one of the season just showed up this week. And then lots more kinds of dragonflies are just tremendous. Spittle bugs started to show up this week. You probably, if you're doing any gardening or if mowing lawns or something, you may see this white foamy stuff that's in some of the plants. Get down and take a closer look, and there's a bug that lives in there. And it's called, for that reason, it's called a spittle bug. And I always see them starting to show up in June. And boy, this week they started showing up in many plants. I saw lots of them. Fireflies have been reported by someone. I have yet to see a first firefly, but I had someone else tell me about them. But that's another critter that's showing up as we get now into June. We need the warmer nights for them, so we haven't had too many warmer nights lately, but it could be happening. In the world of trees and shrubs, this is lilac time. This is pink flowering crabs. This is the time when I find it hard to keep my eyes on the road when I'm driving down some of these streets. Also a time of hawthorns and dogwoods in bloom, and a time of the fluffy stuff that I mentioned last week, the seeds that blow around from the aspen and the willow. They still continue, though that's kind of dying down right now. Mountain ash are in bloom as well. And with the smaller bushes, I saw the first wild rose in bloom this week, and the thimbleberry in bloom.
And lupin.
And lupin, yes, that's the next thing I was going to talk about, is the wildflowers. My definition of the end of spring is when the wildflowers out in the open outnumber those in the woods. And that's starting to happen right now. Lupin being one, hawkweed, daisies, all these are starting to come in bloom. And when they really start blooming, they just take over. And you'll notice some fields and some roadsides just are very colorful with all these flowers. That's starting to happen. We still have, however, quite a large number of flowers in the woods. I took a walk yesterday morning just to note how many there were. And wow, starflowers, wild lily of the valley, bunchberry, and things like clintonia are still quite abundant. And lady slipper orchids, oh my gosh, they're terrific. If you get a chance to get to Jay Cook State Park down near Duluth, wow, are they great. I counted 160 in one spot, one patch I was standing at one day this week. And then the next day, I went out to a swamp near my house, and I found the pink, the moccasin flower, the pink lady slipper. And that was also in good numbers. So, yeah, there's still a lot of the flowers going on out there, and the fungus season has begun. Saw beautiful growth of the orangish yellow sulfur fungus, also known as chicken of the woods. And to some people, if I just mention that name, chicken of the woods, the next question they would ask is where, because it is such a delicacy for most people. But nope, I'm not going to tell anybody where it was. So enjoy the rest of the week, and we're going to be slowly moving towards summer.
Very good. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Yep, Larry joins us every Saturday morning. Usually it's 9:30, but he had to... He couldn't get to his cell phone at 9:30, so he called us a little early for Weekend Outdoors.